More pranks is probably the main thing we're going to do. Have you ever thought about being a prank channel, Michael?
Some. Like little pranks.
Like little baby pranks?
Yeah. Like just silly ones. I don't know.
Like when you... you should do a prank where you make Amanda think that she got you pregnant.
Hey.
Gone wrong.
Sorry for the snort. My name's Michael.
And my name's Mark.
And this is... We're just doing like a real like behind the scenes kind of update thing. I don't know if we'll do this like super often or what. But I thought it might be, I don't know, cool for us to get this out there and just kind of talk about like what's going on in our heads with the channel. And like kind of give our thoughts for like what we're planning on doing and how we've been, you know, faring and like... I don't know. Like just a weird thing where we're not in character. Which, like, I don't know. We make the joke that Life's What You Rate It really isn't that much in character. Except for the part that we, like, don't talk about any of the serious stuff that we talk about.
Well, so, like, it is a regular conversation of me and you talking, except for at no point do we do, like, the weird serious breaks where, like, we legitimately talk about, like, our actual lives or like a book or TV show or something. Like we do those things.
We've done that in the show before and I don't think it's very funny.
It's not funny. So like it is a real conversation. It's just we only do the jokes from our real conversation.
Like maybe there's a place for us to do a different podcast where we just talk about other stuff. I don't know, but I've tried doing those podcasts in the past and they just haven't got a huge audience.
And nobody cares.
Got a huge audience. But
I mean, you say that like the rest of our stuff's just blowing up. Popping off.
I think I want to say that this is probably the second most popular thing I've ever worked on, with Camouflad being number one.
That's fair.
But
we've been doing this not as long as Camouflad. Camouflad had 5 years on us. 6 years?
Yeah, and it was weird. Like, so, like, I don't know. I guess there's probably people here that may not know what that is. I don't know.
Oh, crazy, dude.
But, like, I used to work on a thing with my cousins called Camouflad Revolution 2, where we met for Thanksgiving every year at the family reunion, and we made, like, dumb sketch comedy bits.
That ranged like, from bad to pretty freaking good, actually.
Some of it was funny, some of it was dumb, and most of it was...
Well, some of it all was of funny, it was all of it was dumb, some of it was funny.
All of it was pretty enjoyable to make, and I like, that was the thing about that show, is I didn't necessarily always care how funny it was to watch later, because, like, it was so fun to make.
Yeah, and when I got older, like, I held mics and stuff for you guys. Like, I was, like, a boom operator, and...
Yeah.
It was fun, dude. Making Camouflad...
Yeah.
It was much more fun than watching Camouflad.
We were the least efficient content producers of any content we've ever made.
Now that we've been working on this channel, and I think back to Camouflad, we struggled to get... How five episodes of that's 25
minutes of content.
To get 25 minutes of content.
We put way more into that 25 minutes than we do for like some of our stuff here. Like
the bit where Nate did the DPS thing with the lightning behind
you. Just like all kinds of stuff, but like
It's funny the things that you guys were like, oh no, it's fine, we can do super low budget on that, to like, hey Nate, you do need to spend roughly 10 hours.
We definitely spent a lot of our budget doing some very minor stuff, and also like we just didn't film very much.
That's true. You guys spent a lot of time of just playing video games.
We played a lot of video games and did nothing.
We beat Jamestown rather than recording.
But like that, I also loved that time. Like doing Camouflad is legitimately some of my like funnest memories. Just being stupid
is the embodiment of like what teenagers think their first job is going to be. Of like sometimes you work, but most of it's you get a job with your friends and screw around. And that's what Camouflad was. Sometimes we shoot, but mostly we just screw around and play video games.
Us and our cousins just playing video games and making videos, and that was dope. Technically, I don't know the sub count on that channel, but it has more views. It
has more views
than we do on our individual videos. But that was like three different friends or three different cousins, more than that, because it was eventually got Nate and some of you. Like it was lots of people from different parts of the country all watching it. Whereas this show is mostly still limited to like people we know for the most part.
We're trying,
and it's going. And so like that's.
Oh, shoot. Can we just say this? How many subs we start this year with?
60-some.
60-some. And, like, it doesn't sound like that much to people who are actually growing, but we're up to 86.
86.
86 dude, subs.
I'm not going to lie,
dude. Our goal for the year is 100.
Yeah, we're going for 100 subs this year is our actual goal here. We hit 100 Facebook likes before.
Oh, that was last year, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, last year.
That was a big goal also. Like,
So, like, this is the second most successful project I've ever worked on. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to be not, like, not content and want more numbers. But also, this is the second largest thing I've ever worked on. And I am really proud of what we're doing.
I think I talked to Carson.
Not that I'm not proud of the stuff that I've worked on before. But, like, I really am proud. Like, I think we're putting out really good stuff most of the time.
I talked to Carson about this the other day, and it's funny enough because I did it during TuneIn, but it's really long. It's gonna get cut because that show's not about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just now getting to the point when, like, I'm confident enough as, like, a podcaster and as somebody who's doing jokes a lot of the time to, like, rather than be like sending a video to a friend or ask or like trying to sneakily see if I can get one of my friends to listen to a thing and be like, hey, I think this might be pretty funny. I'm to the point now when, like, I think I know when my crap's funny and not, and, like, I'm proud of a lot of the stuff I work on to where, like, I'll send it to somebody like, hey, this is pretty funny, you should check it out, and stuff like, you know what I mean? Or, like, actually talk about the brand to strangers. If I meet a new person and it comes up naturally that I podcast, I don't try to hide what the name is and stuff so they don't look me up. I go, no, you can check it out, it's pretty funny and good. We put out good stuff.
Yeah, so, like, I feel good about the stuff we're making. We've improved our, like, production values and whatnot,
and our production time. We're putting out more. Well,
we are putting out more stuff still
ever, but, like,
this year, if you include, like, the average of the year, whatever, we're putting out more than ever, and also I feel better about it more than ever.
Yeah.
We've learned different production tricks and tips. No, we're not some, like, super fancy people, but, like, I feel like if you just look at where we started with even Life's What You Rate It to now, it's very much different. And we made some really good episodes of Life's What You Rate It in the beginning, but, like, the quality, I think, is so much better.
The quality suffered, and also, we recorded for so long then. We record for, like, an hour.
Mm-hmm. We cut
hour
a lot.
And a half, and we would cut a bunch of bits. We would cut out all of the stuff we didn't think worked.
Yeah.
And, like, I get people doing that, but also, I think one of the coolest things about podcasts, personally, is when you get... is, like, sometimes... I think some of the funniest moments, especially of recent Life, What You Rate It, is, like, me doing a bit that doesn't land, and then you laughing at, like, how bad my bit was. Or, like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, it's the weird in-between stuff that, like, I think we would have taken out before.
Well, we've seen other podcasts that kind of do similar things. Like, the Gus and Eddie podcast is a good example of, like, sometimes they'll flub something and that makes it funny. Or,
yes.
Obviously, like, we wear our inspirations on our sleeves. We like the Gus and Eddie podcast. We listen to My Brother and Me a lot. So, like, yeah, seeing some of that stuff work is encouraging. And also, like I said, Life's What You Rate It specifically is just kind of us hanging out and not talking about...
It is us hanging out, and the only rules for Life's What You Rate It is you have to have, at some point, think of something to rate. Sometimes we don't come prepared with that.
Sometimes
and
we forget to rate it.
And two, we can't shift into serious mode.
Yeah.
Is the only rules. And one of the biggest one of the biggest compliments that I've ever heard about the show was when me and Danny first started dating, Danny essentially asked, like, what some of, because she actually used to listen before we started dating, and she was trying to impress me. She would listen, now she doesn't. but she asked kind of like if we worked off of a script or if we like made a script and then just kind of riffed off of the pre-made thing. I was like, no, that's just me and my brother talking. And she's like, oh, because like she was impressed by how quick or funny some of the jokes were. And I was like, well, the advantage we have to other people doing podcasts is how many years of practice of bits together. But
yeah,
that was encouraging and cool. It's a fun thing to hear.
And yeah, I feel like we've gotten more practice at that stuff. And like, frankly, dude, when we started like really hammering down on our YouTube stuff, I still do this, like, to this point, dude. Every time we get a new sub,
you
I get excited and I text you every time we get a sub.
It's great, actually, and like, because I love it because like I don't have a desk job, so I can't have it up and I can't constantly be checking numbers, and you can. And I love the fact that, like, especially because we're so small, it doesn't even happen every day. But every time we get a sub, you let me know, and you let me know if stuff's doing well or if stuff's not doing well. I just love the fact that, like, I'm out there driving, like, carrying a dolly full of stuff. I just get a text from my brother, and it sounds, and maybe it's because we're kind of kids at heart and we're just like goobers,
yeah,
goofballs, but it's like such a little kid thing of being like, heck yeah.
Well, dude,
86.
I don't mean I'm not doing this for a bit, dude. sometimes I get a sub and I'm just like, dude,
it's a day changer.
I'm just like, how did we do that? We got another person wants to see our crap. And like, it's a weird, good feeling. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like the people that are subbing now that are seeing this stuff, like you, yeah, we're not going to be a 10 million person channel.
I mean, eventually.
we're not going to be a 10 million person channel, but like, I don't think like, I think it's really easy to forget that those are people. But to me, I don't think I forgot that all the way. Well, like, I'll look at that and just be like,
when you get to a certain point, you start to think of them as numbers.
Yeah.
But like, for instance, I thought about this, Michael. When I did that stand up, I was in front of maybe 15 people.
Yeah.
And it was really nerve wracking and weird to me because I could look out and see 15 faces. I mean, I know 86 is clearly not the biggest number on YouTube, but there are 86 individual human beings
that clicked the sub button
and have been connected to our content in some way. And that's a lot of people.
It's crazy to me.
It's not like a lot of people when people talk about it, but go and stand in front of 86 people and don't get nervous about it.
Well, I mean this like genuinely, dude. 86 people have seen our content
and liked it enough
and said, I want to see more of that. And that freaking makes me like crazy humbled to be like, dang, I made something that somebody liked this time. And like, we're making jokes, dude. That means we made somebody probably laugh.
Which is our whole thing.
That's the whole thing. That's our whole thing. I don't make jokes to not make, like, I love making people laugh. I've always loved making people laugh. And I've always tried to do that. And the fact that we've done that at least 86 times to get people to click that sub button genuinely, like, floors me all the time. And every single time I see that number go up, I'm like, dang, dude, somebody else freaking clicked that button.
Another person thinks I'm funny.
Why did they do that, dude? Yeah. That's cool.
And also, not only is it, like, a little bit humbling, it's, like, a weird, scary encouraging of being, like, I have more eyes on me now than I ever have on anything else I've ever worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And you do, except for Camouflage. And I have more like creative control over anything else I've ever worked on. And it's like, well, frick, I better force out better content, but it's like I want to work harder and do better because I have more and more eyes on me. And that's more and more people I'll be letting down if I don't put out a funny joke, or you know what I mean?
Well, here's the
thing,
too.
And not like a bad, scary way of like, I'm gonna, you know what I mean?
If you ever look up a YouTube advice thing, they say, hey, have your channel be super focused so people know exactly what to expect from you. And we done flubbed that up from day one.
It's weird how we didn't do that at all.
From day one, we've decided that we want to like if you look at the
down
logo,
to the name of the like down to the name of the thing was named that so we could do whatever.
Yeah, we wanted this to be a brand for a lot of different stuff, and the logo that we have has like a wrestler, superheroes, a video game controller, and like a headphones for music. Like, it's always kind of been about talking about all the interests that we have, and so we done flubbed that up from day one. And it's crazy when like we do a video, and especially when we see the numbers from that video specifically getting us a sub, I'm like, crap, that person wants more of this, but these people want more of this. And like, I love doing all of it, but balancing it and like wanting to make the people happy is weird because we've made such different videos.
Can you imagine think about this real quick. The person subbed because of your Anne Berlin album review, and then the next video that goes up is a whacker on track, and they go, what is this kid?
Yeah, dude, like that's the thing. Like, somebody might sub for, you know, the video game news, and then
we slap them in the face with a tune in, and they go, what?
Like, it's a weird thing. And like, for those people that are on board and kind of figured it out, like, thanks, because we want to try to make all this stuff. And, you know, yeah, we are trying to focus on some stuff that works. But at the same time, like, I kind of want to talk about all this stuff if we can find a way to make that work for the audience that we have. And I recognize, like, I don't want to be like, oh, we're just going to create what we want to and the audience will follow. Like, we want to also cater to the audience. We have a lot of interests. We can do that. We can talk.
However, if you guys ever stop wanting me to make fun of Alias, that's never going to happen.
I've
never done making fun of that show.
We can talk about like the weird thing that we had this year, which was, so we had done like literally no video game related content for a long time.
Yeah.
And then it was E3 season, which like is one of my favorite times of year, cause I freaking love games and I've always loved games. And if you are on this channel and you don't love video games, that's
It's very bizarre that it is a weird.
It's weird because I don't like. We didn't talk about games at all for a long time.
And all, it, but it's weird to me that like somebody can watch this thing and feel like they know my brother Michael, and they've watched for how long, but then they'll be like, oh, he's like a giant, like. Because the joke on the podcast is that I'm the big nerd.
Yeah, yes. So that's like that. We have a couple bits that we do for the podcast like that are exclusively bits and are not real at all. And yeah, the joke is that like you're the nerd who plays all the games. Yeah,
plays all the games. Like the idea that somebody can watch that and then like listen to you like update people on games, which again is weird because like it's not that you have to research your like This Week in Games video. Is you just like
no.
It's just I follow all like I guess you research in the sense that I follow all of it anyway.
Yeah, like my research for the video games is I listen to like 4 video game podcasts a week, plus I watch videos of every new game that comes out
and I also read
all the articles. Also, I've subscribed to 2 different press releases for video games. Like I get video game press releases just because I wanted to for fun. And so like yeah, like it's weird that we didn't talk about video games at all on the channel. And then
you did for a
minute. Well, the craziest thing was like I watch all of E3 anyway. Like I literally watch all of E3 anyway. Every conference that plays, if at all possible in my personal life, I try to make it work. If I have to stay up late and watch it later, I do that. So like I freaking stayed up all of E3 and I posted the first E3 video. And like called it E3 highlights. It was the first video game video we'd posted in like ever. Not ever, but in like a year maybe.
Since we've been back.
Since the Toy Story video, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, for like basically ever. Like for anyone that's basically following the new wave, that's the first video game video we posted. And it got like 60 views right away. And I was like, heck yeah, dude. Like at that point, our average video got like 5 views. So I posted
now
a video.
15 to 20, aren't we, per video?
Yeah, now we are.
Heck yeah, dude.
That's what I'm saying,
people
dude.
Watch our crap like, every time?
Like, yeah, dude, we're talking about low-level stuff, but, like, this is freaking crazy for me. Like, we're making content that people are watching, and it's crazy. But when I posted that video and it got 60 views, I was like, dang, what a like, water-in-the-bucket, like, crazy, out-of-place thing. I nailed it, because, like, it was one of those things where, like, of course, I hoped people would be looking up E3 because it was E3. It's like the big time when you search E3. I nailed the tags and like got, you know, on the thing. It got 60 views. No, it's not a crazy ton of views, but like I was freaking happy and I was like super floored. And like I said, I was watching all of E3. It was the sucky part was I chose to hustle a little bit and I was uploading those videos at 3 a.m. because I watched all of the conferences. If I had to watch them after work, I'd watch them after work. I'd make the video, then I'd stay up and edit it and make sure that it got out like overnight. And I woke up and it was 60 views. And I was like, dang, I'll do this again. I'm watching the conferences anyway. I'll suck it up and do it. And dude, that second E3 video, it was like 250 views. And I was like, it was over 200 views in a day. And like, I legitimately was just like stupid high that day because that was the first time, and this may include Camouflage depending on how much production time you count, that was the first time I'd ever produced something that had been viewed for longer than it took me to make it, which was crazy to me,
which I haven't done ever.
You may have with your like whack reacts.
Those took a while to edit because it was. That's true. Those were some of the first videos I made, like videos I made by myself. So I learned to edit on both of those videos, pretty much.
But it's the video. It's the biggest video we have. Period. Like by far. Was that day 2 E3 highlights, and that was crazy. And I know that we're talking 250 views, but like, listen, dude, that's huge for us. We got 250 views on the video, and I was freaking floored. We got like 14 subs from that video. And I was like crazy high and like it was so exciting. And I nailed the search results again where I was at the top page. If you search like E3 highlights, I was like right there. And yeah, it was 250 views, but like, heck, dude, I'm not kidding. It was awesome. And then I uploaded day 3 and I did not expect day 3 to do as well. And it didn't, just because all of the big conferences were day 2. So like it wasn't a big deal. Still got a lot of views. So that was all crazy and I was super excited, and then I didn't post anything about video games for like 2 weeks and I felt terrible because we got like 14 subs from that day two highlights video, and I was like, crap, dude, these people. And like there were comments like specifically like, hey dude, quick gaming news is something I wish there was, and like it's not It doesn't exist.
Yeah, or like, hey, thanks for doing this. I was like, I tried to find highlights of E3 and there was like nothing that was.
I didn't have time to watch 7 hours of conferences. Thanks, crazy. Dude. And I was like, not only did I get a video that got viewed, like I did somebody a service for once. And like, yeah, I love making people laugh, but like those numbers are lower. I did somebody a service and saved somebody time. And that video got viewed.
It's just a good feeling.
For many hours. More hours, like way more hours than it took to make it. And I was like, heck yeah, dude, I actually helped somebody. I created something in the world that created a longer lasting change that it took me to do, and I helped people for that long. And that was dope. And then I didn't post a video game video for 2 weeks just because of like vacation and things that happened. And I felt terrible, and we were posting other videos. Like in the meantime, like comics and stuff. We lost one sub, which like, you know, it is what it is. But like the views were not good.
Yeah, there's like, in case you, if you are like one of the few people or like the one person who subscribed for a comic book thing, I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Nobody else cared. You're the sole person who gave a crap about what we had to say about comics.
Our comic book videos all kind of bombed a little bit. Some of them eventually got to like 20, but like it, an accident, I think maybe. I don't
know. Somebody meant to click something else.
Yeah, they accidentally clicked a video. But like, yeah, dude. So then we posted a bunch of stuff. It didn't do well. Then I posted the first video game video and it got like 25 views right away, which no, it was not the E3 level, but who the heck is, nobody's looking for E3 or something that relevant or whatever. So we've had like a view roller coaster where like, then I posted video game videos and they all bombed.
Yeah, you were super bummed.
And I don't know if we screwed the algorithm. And I straight up like, that's when I got my little bit of burnout. We were posting daily. And then we tried to not post. It was like life happened. We didn't post daily. And then we posted some videos and kind of both of our videos didn't do great.
What did I post? I don't remember.
I don't remember, but it kind of bombed. And I was like, crap, what did we do? I think partially we're hardcore screwing the algorithm.
Yeah.
Like we are screwing ourselves up very badly with the algorithm because of the content that we make, which is all over the place.
But eventually, it'll work out.
We can if we get people in for kind of the whole thing, or even if they know what shows they like and they pay attention to those shows only, like it'll help. But yeah, I think we screw ourselves over. But like, yeah, I'll admit, like I was in a little bit of a funk because I felt like everything we put out stopped getting views, and I mean like less than 5 views a video when we have brought our average up to like 15 or 20, and like yeah, those 5 views do matter, but it's still, you know, I'm a person and it screwed me. So, yeah, like now we're trying to get back into a more regular groove and figure out what we want to do. Video game news has been stupid dry. And the other thing is I don't want to talk about. If you go to video game news sites, there are always news stories.
You don't want to talk about things that don't matter.
Dude, I don't know how many times I go to video game news stories and they're telling me about the HUD for some game that's getting released next year. I'm like, dude. No one needs to know. And I listen, if you like that stuff, I'm sorry, but like you can get that somewhere else. Like that's not when I'm trying to do a gaming highlight, I'm talking about big things happening in games quick. I'm not talking about some of those stories.
Well, like if that doesn't how do you interestingly talk about verbally the HUD of a game for next year?
I don't know how you read about it or see it either though.
Like you know what I mean? Like,
so I'm looking for big stuff. It's been slow. So like I'm trying to figure out what to do. I've been reading a lot lately, and I don't know if like a book review would be okay to do. Like I have no idea. Like I thought about doing some book reviews, in addition to like what I would normally talk about. Like I have no idea what to do. And like we're kind of just doing whatever on this channel, and I don't know what the algorithm wants because we're screwing it up. So why not screw it up some more?
I think about doing reviews, and I think about when I did my Howard the Duck reviews, and I don't think the way that my brain thinks about things is conducive to reviewing things. I don't think I can do a good job at that.
I thought the Howard the Duck review was good, but people didn't click it at all.
I think it's, maybe it's just me, because I'm usually doing bits and stuff. It feels very weird for me to talk about a product like that. Like, I don't know. I hate it. Like, I didn't.
Oh, weird.
In hindsight, I find that stuff I should have posted that.
I find that stuff quite easy to do.
I don't. And like, because the thing is I can talk about how much I like something or why I think it's good in conversation, but talking at somebody
it's weird monologuing. It's a very different.
Like, I can monologue to a camera and do bits and jokes and be like, I'm much more of a goofball, especially with a camera on me. than I am, like, able to dial in and focus on something.
Yeah, monologuing is weird. But yeah, I find it quite easy to do, like, those reviews, and then the editing takes all the time. I like the way that my Epic video turned out.
I do too.
That's good. Got our first hate comment, dude. Freaking heck yeah, dude. We're so freaking real. Got my first hate comment on that video. Also, our like to dislike ratio is at like 50% or something. So got some dislikes for
on that video, or just in general?
On that video.
Oh, I thought you said in general. I was like, holy crap, that many people like, dislike our crap?
Oh, we've never gotten more than one dislike, I don't think, on any video before, except for, well, maybe the E3 ones. But there was enough likes that it counted. Anyway, like, this is the lowest dislike like to ratio, which is like cool because I actually made a commentary video where I stated an opinion that is somehow controversial.
Yeah, I don't understand, dude.
I'll do it again, dude.
You want me to go to a different thing on my computer? You want me to use... If you didn't watch that, I'm going to recap it real quick. This is pretty much what was happening. You want me to use Firefox instead of Google Chrome? You animal.
I don't know, dude. Anyway, like, we got our first hate comment on there, so that's another, like, milestone, I feel like.
It is.
There's
another big thing that happened, I thought. At least something that was, like, cool, neat to me. Oh, this is, like, really small... Like, a friend I've had for a long time actually listened to one of our things and then enjoyed it enough to text me about it and said, like, I super enjoyed this. Good job. And I was like, crazy. I've been working on it for so long. But thanks, dog.
I feel like if you're the friend that is ignoring it, you think that it kind of goes without saying. But I want to say that as the person who's making the content, it feels better than you probably think. Even if someone that, like, obviously is biased towards being friendly to you says something positive about it.
Yes.
Like, it feels better than you think it should. So, like, that is like, something.
Yeah, I got a text from my friend Nick, and it was, like, much like you said, you got flipped. Like, I was, like, because also Nick doesn't really listen to podcasts ever. So, like, Nick wanted to be, because, I mean, it also helps because he's my friend.
Yeah.
But, like, he wanted to be a good enough friend and check out the thing to where he went out of his way to listen to 2 hours. We don't do an hour show, but, like,
yeah,
2 episodes of our show and enjoyed them enough to let me know, hey, I listened to your podcast and I really enjoyed what I listened to. I was like, thanks, dog.
Yeah.
Like, it felt great.
That stuff is cool. And, like, it does make you happier than I think you probably would think it would.
And also, again, a coworker said, like, this is what made my day. It's not that a coworker, because I know that they listen to podcasts and stuff, but a coworker was talking about me and you, and we're like, you guys are really funny. And, but, like, said it in the most genuine way I've ever had somebody call the stuff we do, like, legitimately funny.
Yeah.
I want to be funny. I want to be entertaining. I love doing that. And I like to think of us as some sort of comedians in some way.
Yeah.
But I never feel like it. But that one moment when that guy said that to me, it was the most I ever felt like, hey, you're really funny as a person. You and your brother work really funny together.
And we're, like, super thankful for like that stuff.
As somebody who's usually giving, like, we jokingly give each other a hard time, me and this guy at work all the time, it legitimately was, like, one of the happiest, like, one of the kindest, most, like, thoughtful things in my head that anybody's ever said to me in my whole life.
That's, yeah.
Like, it was like, what's up, dude? Thanks.
Yeah. And this just sounds like we're bragging, so, but, like, it's weird when someone walks up and references the thing that you made. When someone walks up and, like, references a joke that we made on the podcast, my first response is, well, he's obviously not... My first response is, obviously he's not referencing that, so what is he talking about? Like, I just immediately assume that they're not talking about our podcast. And I'm like, and then of course, like, instead of making a joke and having it be funny, it's always awkward because I'm like, what are you talking about?
They're like,
dude, the show. And I'm like, I didn't know if you listened. Like, I don't want to just assume that people listen to our stuff.
I feel like, as much as we are, it sounds like we're bragging now. I think the bigger thing is if somebody leads with that and they're not referencing the show and you assume they are, you seem like the biggest tool bag.
I used to just assume that all of my friends were going to listen to the stuff I made. And that was a real jerk thing to just assume.
Yeah, I did too. Well, I assumed...
Like, you shouldn't feel obligated to listen to something just because your friend makes it, but I felt like that. And so, like, well, it really bothered me when my friends didn't listen.
As somebody who wants to entertain and create for a living and, like, do this, like, I love doing this, if any of my friends did that, I would listen.
Yeah.
Like, I've listened to Ian's album. I've listened to, like, all... Like, I do that. You know what I mean? Like, I watch your videos.
Because of this, I now listen to things that I normally wouldn't have just because I want to support the creator.
I would have... Like, yeah. Like, I've done that for a long time. Like, as soon as I started making Let Me Pitch This to You, which I credit a lot of... That shit's not super good most of the time, but I credit me being comfortable on mic to the hours and hours spent on that show.
Sure.
To where I think the show works better because of it. But, like... Because of I'm the person I am, and I think that, like, this world's so cool, and I like podcasts and stuff, even, like, before we were doing Whack Matters, like, if a friend of mine posted a thing, or, like, I have friends who, like, post music now and stuff like that, that, like, I don't think is super good, but I watch and support it because I know they're trying really hard, and I know that they'll only get better. You know what I mean?
What it
means? And, like, that's... And, like, those are people that, like... The person I was referencing there, he's making rap music, and he has a bigger YouTube channel than we do because he has more friends and stuff. But, like, I talked to him for a quarter at a homeschool learning center. It's the only time I've ever talked to this kid, and we talked before class. That's it. And I know him well enough that I watch everything he posts. I like it. I comment on some of it because I care about it, which is why, like, it hurt all the more when you're like, and, like, I mean, it makes sense. I'm not trying to judge my friends for not listening, but, like, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, my friends don't really care.
Well, it just means that when they
when they do care or, like, watch your thing.
I don't think your friends have to do that. And I think you're a jerk to assume they have to, but when they do, it means more than I think you think it would. Because you now know that they don't always do that. Because
in your head, when you're going to make this stuff, you go, well, like, these four friends of mine are give me's. That's at least four views every episode. You know what I mean? It's how, like, at least I thought of it. And then I made Let Me Pitch This to You, which was viewed by 1% consistently.
Yeah.
And it's not even a person I would have considered in that group to watch the thing. And, like, again, I'm so thankful for that. But it's like, oh, and, like, it's a really awkward, weird, humble pill to swallow of, like, yeah, I guess my friends probably don't care, and, like, not that they don't care about me as
it's
a person.
You have to realize, like, it's not a personal attack.
Yeah, but it's like,
but it would feel cool if they did.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? It's like, I guess my friends.
So if you're freaking my friend and listening, you're not listening to our crap. You better freaking listen, because we're no. I don't want to do that. I don't want to. This sounds jerkish, but, like,
no,
it means something. That's what I'm saying is, if every freaking time one of you people comment on our videos, even if you're just making a dumb joke about what we're saying in the video, but, like, you're implying that you watched it.
I don't always see it, but Michael always tells me.
I always see it, and
you watch it, and you tell me about it, and I read, it's
always cool. You know what it made me do is it made me, like, there's a way you can look up, like, tiny YouTube channels, and I just started looking up tiny YouTube channels, and if they were, like, decent, dude, it's hard to get the subs early on, and we're seeing that. And so, like, I was just, like, finding, like, there's a channel out there. I'll go ahead and shout the two that I found recently. Like, there's a guy,
you show me these.
Yeah, there's three if you count that one. I can't remember the name of that channel. There's a guy named Alex Dominguez, and he does wrestling news. Dude is pretty on point, like, all the time.
Isn't he also crazy fast?
Like pretty fast, dude. Like, he gets a story up pretty fast all the time, and it's always really succinct and to the point. And I think I can link his channel here. But, like, if you care about professional wrestling. The dude's
not
channel,
that worthless amateur crap.
Not the stupid amateur wrestling. But, like, dude, the guy gets news videos up pretty quick all the time. And, like, sometimes you want to watch super long form content where people discuss everything. And sometimes you just want it really quick. And he pretty much just reads the press releases and gives a quick, brief, opinion. It's dope, dude. And he's doing a service. Like, either you entertain or you do a service or both. And, like, dude's doing a service. He does a pretty good job on it, and he's pretty freaking quick, which is the crazy part. He gets uploads, that sometimes multiple uploads a day, which is all the hot news. And, like, dude's doing a great job. The other one that I've been following is called Bookish Burrow, which is, like, a way higher quality. Like, the camera's really good, and it's a girl, and I can't remember her name, but she reviews books and talks about the books that she's reading, like, all the time. And, like, it's super interesting. She likes a lot of sci-fi, like young adult stuff. Our books almost never cross over, but like it's good content that's well produced. But
she's clearly putting in the hustle, and like
good content that's well produced. She's putting in the hustle. She doesn't have many subs. I'm like, heck, dude. It's crazy how some of these channels have a lot of subs. Yeah. And I'm like, but this is a good channel. And now I'm just listening to people talk about books. And like, and that's the other thing is like, so you're either doing a service or entertaining. She's not doing a service, but she's talking about books in a way that's like, you know what? I might want to read that. And I click it and add it to my book wish list. And I'm like, dude, being able to talk about something in a way that makes other people want to hear about it is a service or an entertainment, one or the other. Like, that stuff is cool. That person deserves more subs in the book community, which I realize I'm not a huge part of, but, like, that's crazy. And, like, that kind of stuff is cool. And what I want to say is the people that are watching our channel right now or you comment or you like or whatever, like, that means a freaking lot to people that are in the situation that we are. And we're stupid grateful for that stuff. And it does – I don't want to – like, we're a small channel. We're not making any money. I don't want to be like – I'm all depressed because, you know, we didn't get any likes in this video. But, like, heck, dude, it does make us want to make more.
It's not so much that we're depressed, but it's like, hey, imagine, like, I mean, here's the thing. Most people played sports at some point, right? And, like, sometimes you screw up a play or something, and I say this as not a big sports fan, but, like, your teammates go, like, hey, you got it next time. Or when you do a good job, somebody's like, hey, nice job. And it makes, or think, hey, if you are out there and you have a really crappy boss who never says thank you, I was in that situation now, and sometimes some of the crappiest things that have ever happened in my career has happened at the current job, and I love my job, and I love my bosses, because anytime something crappy happens, you want to know what I hear from my boss every time? Hey, thanks for staying late and doing this. Hey, I really appreciate the fact that you got this thing done. Hey, thank you all the time from my boss, and it's literally... it's a game changer. Just like those two words, thank you, is a game changer for people's motivation. And that's like, think about it like a like being that. It is like, not that we're unmotivated to work without the like, but it's the equivalent of like, hey, thanks.
And it's been happening more is the reason why we're bringing it up. We're not trying to guilt people into doing it. I'm saying it's been happening more and
we're not trying to guilt people for doing it. We're trying to say, hey, thank you for doing that. We really appreciate it.
The people that are hitting the sub button, the people that are hitting the like button, the people that are watching our videos, you guys freaking rock, and it helps us, encourage us to do more. It also does help us figure out what you want to watch, because that is part of it, right? We've screwed up the channel.
Right now we're doing like a shotgun scatter spread, and like it's really hard to be like, hey, what of this stuff? Do you guys want to see? If you like and comment on that, we could be like, they want to see this. We can do more of that.
We obviously have no professional entertainment background, so we just kind of want to figure out what works and what doesn't. And the fact that you guys are sticking around, the fact that we don't lose more subs when we post such random freaking crap is crazy. And like,
which makes me think that we have, I think it's weird to refer to you guys as a fan base. Because fans like a fanatic about something we do, and that's a weird thing to think about, and I don't think I ever will think about it fully. However, the people who are subscribed like our stuff enough to, even if they don't like every video we post, they still like the videos we do post to stick around for when we post those again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that's a cool feeling to know that the people who are here right now, I feel like, are pretty well here.
Yeah. Yes. And like I said, like we got like 3 subs last week.
What's up?
Which is crazy. Like,
if we hit that 100 mark, we're doubling it for the end of the year goal.
Didn't we like make a thing where if we hit our end of, if we hit 100 by the end of the year, we'd do something?
We'd eat hush puppies.
Oh.
Both of us would.
Crap.
We'd both try to eat 100 hush puppies, I believe.
No,
it
wasn't 100.
I think we said 100, but I think we realized that was not doable. I think we said 10.
Yeah. Hush puppies.
Is that 10 a piece or 10 together?
I think it was a piece.
Dang it,
I think it was a race.
Race to eat 10 hush puppies.
If we got 100 by the end of the year.
Somebody needs to write this crap down if we make big statements like that. Because, like, somebody who actually watches every episode of the podcast is going to remember that crap and be like, oh, where was you guys eating 10 hush puppies?
Oh, man. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I want to say, one, we're thankful. Two, the stuff that you're doing, we see it and it means a ton to us. Three, if you want to like help us know what you like more and what you don't like more, that helps.
Tell us.
I don't think we're gonna take it personally. 4 or 5, I don't remember. We got our first hate comment and it was hilarious and it made me so. I want to say that did make me pretty much as happy as positive comments. Like, I was like, dude, I'm real. I made a commentary video and someone got mad about it. Like, that made me happy for some reason.
With all sincerity.
Should I do more commentary videos? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought about doing commentary videos. And, like, I don't know. But, like, with all sincerity, if you like a thing we do, let us know. And then also, if you don't think of one of the videos we do is works very well,
you can let us
also
know.
Let us know.
I'm not opposed to
because,
that.
Because, like, here's the thing. We like making every video we make. So if we put time into one that you guys don't like and you let us know, we'll be like, well, we also like making all these other ones that they do like, and we cannot waste time doing the ones they don't like.
Yeah. So, like, what is your, moving forward, what's kind of your focus that you're going to be doing?
My goal is, of course, TuneIn. I'm going to actively be able to get TuneIn up at a regular schedule.
If there are people that are watching that don't know what that is,
I make a podcast with my friend Karsten where we talk about different cartoon shows that we think are really smartly written for all ages. So the idea is to convince young adults to regular adults with families to, like, hey, maybe get together with your kids or your niece or nephew or a kid you know who you want to spend time with and watch these smart shows with them and kind of bring families and people together that way. Because they're really good shows. And we've been recording regularly, but we're trying to switch to video and we've had a lot of hiccups along the way. We just now ironed out, like, the last of the kinks where I think we can get them up regularly. So TuneIn's going to come out consistently. And then as far as, like, besides solo stuff I work on, I'm going to try to get a skit out and a skit or a Whacker on Track out every week. At least one a week, if not both.
He posts, like, usually short comedy sketches. A Whacker on Track is where you watch a TV. He watches a TV show right now.
Right now, I'm watching a TV show called Alias, and I'm trying to decide if it's the best TV show of all time or not. And it's... I'm going to say this real quick. To anybody who's watched that show and laughed along with me, I don't want to sound too arrogant. Alias is the show... Or the Whacker on Track is the show that I've made of my own stuff that, like, while editing it, I'll make myself laugh at things. And, like, I don't want to sound too arrogant, but, like, I, as far as just straight up pure, I'm trying to be funny, I'm the most proud of it, of Whacker on Track, of, like, anything I've ever worked on ever, including, like, the stand-up jokes I have, even the ones that worked, I'm more proud of, like, my ability to make fun of this TV show in, like, a 5 to 10 minute range.
And it helps that show is buck wild.
Yeah, I mean, it helps that sometimes the joke is just, I said what actually happened in the show and not a joke.
I feel like sometimes that's the best way to do it. Obviously, it's the delivery, not just the thing. But yeah, like, that show is buck wild. And then when you say it, especially if you have, like, a unique timing
a
or
cadence
just spin,
on it, yeah.
Or... sometimes you just say it straight and that's the joke. Like, it works. That's a funny show.
So I like that show. That's also, yeah, like, as I am a younger brother and I've gotten more positive comments from my older brother on that than anything else I've ever worked on. And it felt very good. So I want to say thank you to my brother for that.
Yeah. You made more of those.
Which is a weird, as much as we are, like,
you made it real cringy now.
As much as we are, like, legitimately friends and stuff, we also, like, it doesn't come up. Like, I don't just often say, hey, I really liked your video today, Michael. You know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, Michael's like, yeah, I laughed out loud at this thing. You also said you laughed out loud at the last skit thing I did. I was like, what's up? I love to make Michael laugh. We do a whole podcast about me making Michael laugh.
Yeah. So, and then you periodically have worked on, what's that other thing you did?
Whack Reacts.
Whack Reacts.
And I have more of those plans. Dad's out of town right now. So I have one, like, written, like, my script, not my script, like, my questionnaire or whatever.
That's essentially a react show.
That's a reaction show where I pick a topic that me and Michael are into or something that younger people are into. And I ask my, middle-aged parents, the same questions, and
we can just say they're old though.
They're old. They're older. They're getting up there. Mom just turned 52, so she's old. 52's
the new 52.
Yeah, when you're the DC number and up, that's when you. And so we've done video games and comic books, and a little bit of a spoiler. So when Dad gets in town, you guys will know. When my dad comes back from his work trip, we're doing social media.
Nice.
Which I have written and, like, everything. I had to go through and take screenshots. I went and found the most buck wild thing I could find on our parents' thing, on our parents' social media, like statuses they posted on Facebook, and screenshot them. I'm going to ask what they were thinking when they posted this.
Nice.
And I went through and found those. Like, I have all this stuff done and ready to go. I was being lazy, and now I really want to get one out, and dad's gone. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got that stuff coming. So, obviously, Life's What You Rate It. There are people that could be subs that don't know that show. Which is,
rated, which
a
is
little
weird
because I think it's the show that onboards the most people.
And we've been doing it longer than and more consistently than any other show.
Life's What You Rate It is a podcast where we both make it's just jokes, and we I don't want to say this. I know this is behind the scenes, but like we pretend to rate everything on Earth. I know that like this is a little bit
spilling.
I know I'm ruining our magician thing, but we sometimes rate things for jokes instead of for reals. But we rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10.
Hey, did you hear that, Jeremy? Sometimes it's jokes.
Sometimes. I know that people get mad sometimes because we're rating things buck wild numbers and we're saying things that are maybe not true for jokes. But it's a comedy show where we just like we randomly bring random topics to the table and we just riff off each other. Like, you know, sometimes it works really well and sometimes it's fine, but it's a fun show. And I think that's the show that most people are familiar with. But there's definitely people that have subbed this channel, especially probably the ones that sub for E3 week that don't know it. And if you made it this far in the video, awesome, thank you. And also, kind of our flagship show.
I meant to make the joke when we sat down, how long are we allowed to talk about our own crap before it seems like we're the biggest arrogant.
The answer's
like,
30 seconds, and we busted it.
And we busted it by a little. We overshot the mark a little bit.
I because we make such weird content.
And we're also...
It must be weird. Like, if people just watch my gaming news, it's probably weird for them to like see a video where I'm just like... making poop jokes. I don't know, like you don't know me.
Hey, I thought this guy was like a pseudo-journalist.
We do such weird stuff on our channel. Like, I don't even know. So like those are the things that you work on. Is there anything else?
I talked about it a little bit. Now that I have a little bit more free time because of the way my work schedule works out, I might be doing a off and on like season of podcasts like at a time. Yeah. I used to do a show called Let Me Pitch This to You with a good friend of mine named Ian. And then we both stopped doing it because I wasn't doing any of the editing on it. And we both got very busy and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to bring that show.
That show, the concept was they both came to the table with a creative idea. And it was essentially just like the kernel of the idea, and they would both pitch a creative idea, and then the audience could vote on which idea was best for the week.
And we'd also try to help flush each other's out and stuff like that. Like, we'd talk about everything.
It was friendly. So, like, they would just... It was just a way for them to, like, get creative ideas on the table and, like, you know.
Pretty much what happened was is I was thinking of a billion story ideas, like, all the time and writing them down, and I was going crazy not talking to anybody about them. And I was like, hey, I bet this guy also does that. And I was right.
Yeah.
And we made that show. But the way that show inherently works is eventually you think of less ideas or you think of bad ideas and then they don't work out. So the way that we do it this time is I would have different people I know who would be good on that show and we would do an episode together and we'd do an episode. And once I had like 10 episodes, I'd release them over 10 weeks and we'd do like a season worth. But that's in the works. It could be a while till I manage to get that out just because I have to record all of them ahead of time and also find time with 10 different people and stuff. So
sure, which is a cool idea. So like those are the things that he works on, which I realized like we were talking about how random our stuff is. Like it is
because now we get to talk about like Michael, I'm doing these journalism
weird because like I don't even know if journalism is the right word, but like the things that I've done on the channel like we'll probably continue to do is like we do Life's What You Rate It, which I talked about, which is kind of the flagship of our channel. And then like I've done gaming news, short stuff. I did a gaming news related commentary video, music review, like album reviews. Is that it? I feel like that's it.
No, you do
comic reviews.
You do comic reviews. You've done with Amanda. I still do.
So we were doing a podcast called I Still Do. And I guess we could talk about behind the scenes of that real quick. We had I Still Do being a Whack Matters property.
Is it not anymore?
No. And I don't... It wasn't a dig on any project. It was, I think, a matter of like,
I think you're.
I think we shotgunned too hard.
And also, are you thinking that maybe you and your wife legitimately trying to talk about like legitimate?
No.
Hey, these are our parenting things or fun things we do as my wife shouldn't be under the brand of
no, like
I'm, whack matters.
I like we were really hard about that at first, and I'm less hard about that than I was because I've started posting videos that like I am a little more serious about, and I do talk about like. I was reviewing some Christian albums and like I talked about the Christian themes, like those are more serious, and it didn't bother me that it was under the brand, which is a goofy brand name and whatnot. That didn't bother me as much. It was literally the idea that we posted one of those episodes and it got a ton of traction, and we posted the second episode and it got traction, and then it died. And I think it was we shotgunned so hard that there was no Venn diagram crossover between the people that wanted to watch this Whack Matter stuff that we talked about just now and that show. It was literally a zero.
I thought I saw that you posted one the other day and then it wasn't on the Whack Matters thing.
So I took the Whack Matters logo off it. I'm not putting it on the Whack Matters website. It's kind of its own separate thing. I created its own Instagram and its own Facebook. Not because I like have a problem with it personally, but like we posted an episode
really
of that show.
Hate when you talk to your wife.
We posted an episode of that show and it bombed so hard. And then we got more people. If I'm being 100% honest, with the friend group that I know personally, that show has the best chance to succeed, like more than these shows, because these shows there's a huge audience for it, but it's less of the people we know.
It's weirdly enough
less of our peers,
less of our friends.
Yeah. which we kind of talked about that briefly before, but like that show has more of like an appeal to like the people we know personally. And when we pod faded that show, I got more people asking me when we were going to do another episode of that show than people that listened to the previous episode. Like, I don't think people were seeing, I think algorithms on like Facebook and stuff, like, because they didn't like the regular stuff we were doing that we talked about, that show got hidden and there was no crossover. So separating that show, I think, was the best decision for that show. Where I still do is a podcast where I talk to my wife about parenting and marriage. And like, it's, I don't want
to
say it's
Michael,
not...
Michael's so arrogant to think that they have it on lock.
Well, I specifically have tried to make it not an advice show. It's just kind of what we're doing and what works and what doesn't and silly stories. Like, cause specifically, I was like, dude, we have not been married that, like we've been married long enough to give advice to new marrieds only. We haven't been parents long enough to parent advice, but here's what we do, and if it works for you, I guess.
When you talked about Charlie throwing that fit, was one of the funniest things I remember hearing.
Yeah, there's some silly, and then we have silly stories that we talk about the kids, which I think those are funny. But like, yeah, that show didn't cross over at all. I guess you can check out I Still Do Podcast. It's available on all the podcast networks if you want to. But other than that, like, yeah, it's weird because I do like mostly more serious stuff. Though the commentary video that I did was intentionally a little goofy, mostly because I didn't actually have any outrage about it because I thought it was the stupidest thing. I legitimately thought it was the stupidest thing I've ever had to think about.
Well, like, I mean, also, I think, like, when this is all personality-driven things, and you like to make people laugh. So I've not seen any of your videos that doesn't have at least some sort of
There's
joke.
Some goofums in There's everything. Some goofums.
When you said, I can't make you do that because I'm not your dad, but I am your best friend, is one of the fun, like,
I did
laughed
one
so
album,
hard at that joke.
I did one album interpretation video, which wasn't a review. It was like a long form. I break down what the album means more. And like, it wasn't perfect because I didn't nail the cadence of like trying to explain how to interpret album and explaining what the album actually meant. And then I also was like trying to challenge people to do it themselves. Like, there was definitely three things going on that video, but it did well for us. And like, it was a lot of work, but I felt good about it.
And you did make that joke, and it was hilarious.
I did make the joke. I'm not your dad. Like, yeah, there's goofums there, but like, it's all very different content. And like, we've had people subscribe for most
all of
the
it.
Videos. Most. I don't know about comics. Okay. Maybe comics.
Maybe
I don't,
one.
If you start here for comics, I'm so sorry.
Hey, let me know.
You can email us. And dude, I'm telling you, if there's one person that watches our comics videos,
we'll do it again. I will finish talking about Howard the Duck.
Or if you want to hear about the new stuff we were doing. We were following the summary. I was following the summary.
You're following the summary of it. I haven't bought a comic book in a long time. It makes me sad.
So yeah, I don't know. I just, I don't know if anyone subbed for that. But if you did,
I'm sorry, but let us know. We can do it again.
Because I just don't think there's anyone watching for that. I don't know. I feel like we've covered most of the stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do going forward. Life Situated, obviously. I might do a book review I talked about because I've been reading a ton lately.
You're a smart boy.
That
we need one of us to be
the books I'm reading are not exactly like...
Nope, you're reading. That's what the rule is.
So, like, I've been reading
books lately. Well, here's the thing. I can't read.
Yeah.
Well, so you're smarter.
You are dyslexic. You talked about that in a comic
review. I did talk about that in a comic review.
Yeah.
Which, that also felt weird because at that point, literally everything I had done was such a bit. And then literally... I did one incredibly open and honest video, and it was also really awkward and weird to edit, to be like, I don't talk about this really at all. It was bizarre.
Well, this is a weird, I feel like this is all over, I mean, it is all over the place.
But and also, like, if, I feel like we're going to have to chop and screw this a little bit.
I don't know.
Just how long it is.
Probably won't. I mean, I feel like if you want to listen, you might want to hear the whole thing, and if you don't want to listen, you just won't click it, right?
That's fair. You can think of that anything. Why would you ever edit?
I mean,
besides all of the horribly offensive things.
When I do a video review for like an album, it's literally double the length before I shop it. It's literally double every time.
Yeah, considering the first episode of Woot or Whacker on Track was like, I recorded for probably close to 20 minutes and the video itself was 5. So
yep.
I chop and screw a little bit.
So that's what we're going to do moving forward. Let us know. We're on all the socials. We're on things. We have a subreddit if you want to follow there. Thanks for watching. Thanks for subbing. I don't know. If you watch this far, you're definitely a sub. But yeah,
if you watch this far, you're definitely a sub. And also
weird.
Hey,
what are you doing? I love that you like tried to do genuine. Like, no, dude, you're a freaking weirdo.
Yeah, no. What the heck? But also, thanks. Like, for real. Also, I like stressing the fact that it makes me feel good when you hit the like button. I get so happy about that stuff.
Dude, I'll admit it. If they hit the dislike button, it still kind of makes me feel good. Because, like, it means I made a statement so hard that someone was angry
about
it.
I think it was when you make a controversial statement, it makes me go, hey, I guess apparently me making fun of Alias is art. I guess it's art now.
It means you're not a 5 out of 10 if you're talking to Life Switch Rated terms. Isn't it weird that we probably have people that don't watch Life Switch Rated that follow this channel?
Yeah, that is bizarre to me.
But I
think of that as the show.
I think it might be a majority of the people that have subbed.
I think it's the majority, but I like in my head, the brand is essentially Life Switch You Rate It, and then the tag-along things that we do.
I think people think that Life Switch You Rate It is called the Whack. Like, I think that's what they think Whack Matters is just that podcast, which is crazy.
Which means, I guess it's fairly big to the people who know.
Yeah. Well, our friends have at least been spammed with it. Thanks for listening. We love you all. Sorry for the rant, but also, I don't know, maybe we'll do this again someday. We'll see.
We'll do it again when we're so busy that we have to talk to you guys about what we have to cut because we're so freaking busy.
Yeah, or like if something blows up or if we decide to change direction.
Or like, hey, actually, we'll probably do this again of some form of this that's much shorter when we eat the Hush Puppies when we hit 100 subs.
We'll do a video. I did a video on Facebook when we hit 100 on Facebook.
I wanted to do a year celebration thing, but you just did a comment on it. I didn't know. I'm bad at dates.
We're over a year now.
We're over a year. However, we are sneaking up on the 52 episodes of...
And we might do a bit where we pretend that that's our year anniversary.
It is. We haven't missed 1 week.
We may have missed a few.
A few. How many do you think we've missed?
Well, we hit a year early this summer, and we're just now hitting 52. So, like, 4 months worth, which is, like, 12 different weeks.
Dang.
We didn't do it on vacation, and there's been a couple different... Like, if there's something, like, personal going on, like, we don't...
There was one time that all of our hometown of Omaha was flooded because it turned into Alias, and I would have had to drive an hour and a half out of my way to get to Michael's house.
Yeah, we didn't record that week.
Nope.
Yeah. Anyway, if you listen, you're awesome. Thank you. It's super humbling. Thanks for the people that are listening. We hope that we can continue to entertain you in the future.
Please laugh more because of us is my one request.
I mean, we like to make people laugh, but if you don't want to laugh because our content is not funny and you get like angry enough to hit the dislike button,
You can also do that.
A sight too, I guess.
So here's what we're saying. We need you to either laugh at it or get mad at it. You have to do one of the two.
If
we're doing outrage content or funny content.
I mean, frankly, that's just how entertainment works. If it's neutral, that's the worst possible outcome. If you like click away from the video feeling nothing, we did screw up. But if you were mad about it or you laughed about it, both of those are okay.
We should end the show because you keep trying to end it and I keep just saying dumb things.